This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Book Reviews. Each week, we read reviews from a variety of national book reviewers to help you find the best from the rest in new releases. Also included are popular audiobooks. So sit back and get ready to plan your next mental vacation with Book Reviews right here on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Book Reviews. I'm your reader, Bonnie Weiss, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from the New York Times. The New York Times Company, 2025. And I'll begin with 18 great road trip books that aren't on the road. Come along for the ride. As our three critics backseat drive their way through America, rest stops provided. By Dwight Garner, Alexandra Jacobs, and Jennifer Sesley. A fast car and an open road can give you a sensation that's hard to duplicate elsewhere or otherwise. Cormac McCarthy wrote in his powerful late career novel, The Passenger. The car doesn't even have to be all that fast for you to want to stick your head out of the window and whoop. Summer is the season for road trips, for tapping into that broad and baked-in American narrative of adventure and individualism, for pushing past the constraints of home and career, for fleeing responsibility and learning to love fuzzy dice, low riders, monster trucks, loud stereos, vanity plates, muscle cars, and non-factory shades of cherry red all over again. Nothing behind me, everything ahead of me, Jack Kerouac wrote in On the Road, a novel that is revered for a reason. The spontaneity of Kerouac's prose was a perfect fit for the intensity of the free-flowing visions of America that came flooding to him. Cars are confessionals. They're often where we tell our best stories. What follows is a list of road trip stories, fiction and nonfiction, that have moved and inspired us in the years since On the Road appeared in 1957. All were written in a spirit of enlightened inquiry. Some are introspective. Others have the pedal pushed fully to the floor. Some are primarily about running away. Others are about rushing toward. When needed, they've braced our lapsing morale. In an era of cell phones and GPS, it's harder than it used to be to go get lost. But it remains worth the effort, especially in an era when the notion of what America is and who we are is so fundamentally up for grabs. Road trips are, oddly, grounding and often humbling. They can help the wanderer stay sane in a demented world. We've picked these 18 sensitive and intelligent books because they are like motorcycles that start on the first kick. Pick one and hold on. Seeking Headspace, America the Beautiful, by Blythe Robertson, 2023. Women have written fewer books about being free on the road or in nature for obvious reasons. That women are less free than men are, writes Robertson in her breezy, antsy, archetypical millennial account of touring the national parks as a single white female in a borrowed Prius. A comedian and former researcher for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, she encounters kids peeing, mighty bison, and triple-digit temperatures while confronting the myths behind the monuments. Her many jokes about being murdered aside, the reality of 21st century road trips is that they are almost too safe, what with geolocation and packs of Instagram influencers. Robertson considers how much of travel is actually Trespass, written by Alexandra Jacobs. Read, if you like, Wild by Cheryl Strayed, The Last American Road Trip by Sarah Kendzior, National Lampoon's Vacation. Seeking Nirvana, The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test by Tom Wolfe, 1968. Nearly 60 years after its publication, Tom Wolfe's classic of new journalism is still worth a look. Wolfe wrote along with the novelist Ken Casey and his Merry Pranksters on a cross-country tour in a bus named Further. Caution, weird load, read a sign on the back. Acid is consumed. Feds are dodged. Jam sessions ensue. Mayhem is constant. The cameos by Allen Ginsberg, The Grateful Dead, The Hells Angels, and Larry McMurtry are worth the journey. This is Off-Kilter Star-Spangled Americana, written by Dwight Garner. And read, if you like, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas by Hunter S. Thompson, The Moronic Inferno by Martin Amis, or Easy Rider. Seeking a Fresh Start, The Lincoln Highway by Amor Tallis, 2021. Nebraska in Mid-Century Summer. In this sturdy novel of male bonding, Emmett Watson is an orphaned 18-year-old just released from a work farm. His only possession of worth is a 1948 blue Studebaker, in which he plans, meticulously, to take his brainy, much younger brother Billy west. But a couple of stowaways, one conniving, the other blue-blooded and clueless, will throw up serious roadblocks. Moral ambiguity rolls in faster than a San Francisco fog. Read, if you like, East of Eden by John Steinbeck, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain, Manhattan Beach by Jennifer Egan. Seeking a Sense of Direction, Driving Mr. Albert by Michael Paterniti, 2000. Marriage, mortality, and the theory of relativity undergird this account of a cross-country trip with an octogenarian pathologist, but Paterniti, a veteran magazine writer, makes his weighty themes go down easy. In addition to the typical road trip cargo, clothes, snacks, and because it was the 1990s, a box of audio cassettes, this journey also includes a priceless item filled with metaphor and formaldehyde, plastic Tupperware containing chunks of Albert Einstein's brain. This review by Jennifer Sosly. And read, if you like, Stiff, The Curious Lies of Human Cadavers, written by Mary Roach, Einstein's Dreams, written by Alan Lightman. Seeking Relief from Grief, I Am Homeless If This Is Not My Home by Laurie Moore, 2023. Here is one of the most unusual road trips in the canon. Riding Shotgun is a talking dead, undead woman, the driver's ex-girlfriend, a suicide, on her way to a body farm in the South. The result is a humane, folk-horror, adjacent comedy of manners, as only Laurie Moore could have told it. The car sex is, well, find out for yourself. This pair travels under a wheeling ceiling of the stars and the ambiguous emoji of the moon, written by Dwight Garner. Read, if you like, Her Body and Other Parties by Carmen Maria Machado, An American Werewolf in London. Seeking Lost Love, The Road to Tender Hearts, written by Annie Hartnett, 2025. Allie and Luna are Irish twins, fourth graders, whose parents have just died in a murder-suicide involving Visine-laced coffee. They have fallen to the care of their great-uncle PJ, a divorced, unemployed, drunk lottery winner and survivor of multiple heart attacks, whose older daughter also perished as a teen. What is this bereaved crew to do but hop in a red Volvo, safety first, with PJ's depressed other daughter, Sophie, and a possibly prescient cat named Pancakes? The Road to Tender Hearts is absurdly over the top in plot, yet warms like a heated seat. Read if you like Little Miss Sunshine, The Wangs Versus the World by Jade Chang, The Boxcar Children by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Seeking Sexual Adventure, Tramps Like Us, written by Joe Westmoreland in 2001. This open-hearted and winningly casual novel tracks one young gay man's coming of age while crisscrossing a wider and more benevolent America in the 1970s and 80s. He hitches, drives, and rides buses from Kansas City to San Francisco to New Orleans and almost every place in between in search of love, adventure, and high times. Originally published by a small press, this reissue is a lost, heat-seeking road classic. Read if you like City Boy by Edmund White, The Basketball Diaries by Jim Carroll, My Own Private Idaho. Seeking Acceptance, Not Accommodation, Nevada by Imogene Benny, 2013. This fresh, funny, heartfelt, and down-to-earth novel, a cult favorite, is about Maria, a trans woman who lives in New York City and works for a bookstore that sounds a lot like The Strand. When her life blows up, she steals a car and embarks on a cross-country road trip to Star City, Nevada. Maria is great company. She makes this crazy country feel like her own. Supply your own soundtrack. Read if you like Idlewild by James Frankie Thomas, Housemates by Emma Copley Eisenberg. Anywhere But Here by Mona Simpson, 1986. A mother and daughter from Wisconsin drive to Beverly Hills and mutual exasperation in Simpson's kaleidoscopic novel, Anne 12, tries to manage the whims of her mother, the charismatic and reckless Adele, who treats Anne as a confidant and a show pony instead of the confused girl she is. Adele's sense of fun and pleasure outstrips her ability to pay for it. She is charming and maddening at once. A woman who doesn't know what to do with her thwarted dreams. Read if you like Where'd You Go, Bernadette by Maria Semple, My Name is Lucy Barton by Elizabeth Strout, Terms of Endearment by Larry McMurtry. Seeking Stardom, Broadway, Gypsy, a memoir by Gypsy Rose Lee from 1957. Madame Rose, the most infamously determined stage mother of all time, used to troop around with her young daughters by train, then by a second-hand Studebaker once owned by an undertaker. But when Mama's favorite runs off, it leaves awkward Louise, who became the famed stripper Gypsy Rose Lee, the author of this lightly embroidered eponymous memoir, as the star of the show. This book itself had quite the taxi ride. It started as a 1943 New Yorker piece and ended up adapted into a celebrated Broadway musical. Read if you like Act One by Moss Hart, Striptease by Rachel Chatier, a double feature of burlesque and showgirls. Seeking the Ghosts of the Past, Sing, Unburied, Sing by Jasmine Ward, 2017. Instead of embarking on the open road, a mixed-race family drives through haunted southern terrain from the Mississippi coast to the Delta and back. JoJo is 13. His sister Kyla is 3. Their mother is addicted to drugs and grieving the brother she lost. Driving to the prison where the children's father has just been released and their grandfather did time decades ago, they get stopped by a cop and are visited by a ghost. In Ward's moving and mournful novel, The struggles of the present are inextricable from the past. Read, if you like, Beloved by Toni Morrison, As I Lay Dying by William Faulkner. Sinners. Seeking the Other America. Blue Highways by William Least Heat Moon from 1982. Least Heat Moon has just lost his job and his wife when he got into the 1975 Econoline he named Ghost Dancing and traveled eastbound out of Missouri using back roads that old highway maps marked in blue. Looking for those little towns where change did not mean ruin and where time and men and deeds connected, he encountered beauty, heartache, fellowship, and loneliness. His voice is wry, companionable, attentive, and intermittently grumpy, wonderfully suited to capturing the particularities of the terrain and the people he meets. Read, if you like, In Patagonia by Bruce Chatwin, Let Us Now Praise Famous Men by James Agee, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance by Robert M. Persig. Seeking Safety. Driving the Green Book by Alvin Hall, 2023. From 1936 to 1967. Millions of black motorists relied on the Negro Motorist Green Book, a guide to where its readers could safely eat and sleep while on the road. This was a road trip guide of a different sort, and back issues of the Green Book, remnants of unfortunate national history, are unaccountably moving. In this book, Alvin Hall explores the history of the Green Books and goes on road trips himself, visiting places like Montgomery's Ben Moore Hotel, where black Americans have long felt welcome. The result feels like a homecoming. Read, if you like, Negroland by Margot Jefferson, The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead. Seeking a Wayward Wife? The Dog of the South by Charles Portis, 1979. My wife, Norma, had run off with Guy Dupree, and I was waiting around for the credit card billings to come in so I could see where they had gone. So begins this frazzled yet eloquent novel that takes us after the narrator packs up his Colt Cobra from Arkansas down into Mexico and then Honduras. Portis, who also wrote True Grit, is a marvelous observer, and this novel may be the fullest flowering of his particular kind of genius. The title refers to the name painted on a hippie wagon. The novel is a trip. Read, if you like, The Dog of the North by Elizabeth Mackenzie, So Far Gone by Jess Walter, and Anything by Joy Williams or Barry Hanna. Seeking a Surrogate Mother, Hearts by Hilma Wolitzer, 1980. Daddy is dead, and your stepmother of 6 weeks is in charge of your future. What else can 13-year-old Robin Reisman do but hop in a car with Linda, who's only twice her age, has just learned to drive, and, oh, by the way, is secretly, unintentionally pregnant? Set in post-women's lib pre-Reagan America, Hearts is about fraying and knotting family ties until they're as lumpily beautiful as macrame. It's the straightforwardly written story of a girl on the precipice of womanhood and a woman not ready to renounce her girlishness. It's about putting grief in a cooler and taking it to go until it can be properly processed far from what was home. Read, if you like, Tiger Eyes by Judy Blume, Fun Home by Alison Bechdel, the work of Laurie Calvin. Seeking a Stolen Inheritance, Cruddy by Linda Berry, 1999. The adolescent Holden Caulfield found things crummy. Roberta Robinson, Barry's much less privileged 16-year-old, digs further down to cruddy. 5 years before, she stowed away with her father on a manic, booze-fueled, homicidal spree that stopped at the slaughterhouse and climaxed in the Nevada desert. The riddle is how a trip darkened by abuse, gore, and drugs, recalled with despair, and a smattering of spookerific drawings by the author known for Ernie Pook's comic strip, can also be so very funny. Read, if you like, Bastard Out of Carolina by Dorothy Allison, Carrie by Stephen King, Quentin Tarantino movies. Seeking the Undocumented, Lost Children Archive by Valeria Lucelli, 2019. Road trips and children can be the stuff of Narriton Kish. Ready-made motifs for freedom, coming of age, and the American dream. Lucelli turns those conventions on their head in this formally inventive novel about a couple traveling from New York to Arizona, their marriage collapsing, and their two children from previous relationships in tow. The husband, a documentarian, is looking for the ancestral lands of the Apaches. The wife, a documentarist, is looking for the undocumented children of a friend, two girls who crossed the border from Mexico. Read, if you like, Enrique's Journey by Sonia Nazario, Signs Preceding the End of the World by Yori Herrera, The Poisonwood Bible by Barbara Kingsolver, Salito by Javier Zamora. Seeking Me Time, All Fours by Miranda July, 2024. A middle-aged woman, doting mother, restless wife, and semi-famous artist, sets out to drive from her home in Los Angeles to New York and ends up checking into a motel in Monrovia, 30 minutes away. She spends thousands of dollars to redecorate the room according to her absurdly exacting specifications. Botanical wallpaper, New Zealand wool carpet, tonka bean soap, and uses the time and solitude she carved out for her unconsummated road trip to stay put, learning more about who she is and what she wants. Read, if you like, Don't Be a Stranger, written by Susan Minot, Fish Tales by Nettie Jones, Fear of Flying by Erica Jong. A correction was made on July 31st, 2025. A previous version of this article included the wrong publication date for Blue Highways. It came out in 1982, not 1999. When we learn a mistake, we acknowledge it with a correction. The authors of this essay, Dwight Garner, he's been a book critic for The Times since 2008, and before that was an editor at the Book Review for a decade. Alexandra Jacobs is a Times book critic and occasional features writer. She joined The Times in 2010. Jennifer Zosley is the nonfiction book critic for The New York Times. That's all the time we have for today. This has been Bonnie Weiss with Book Reviews. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.